Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jade Ketapreta Part 3 Zoom Edition episode. Y'all know that I've been cool with Jade for many, many years. She's come a long way. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about her dog Cheryl, as well as how she booked the new E! Show called The Soup. She's the main person on that show. Definitely check that out. Thanks for tuning in and sticking with me. Peace.
Okay, recording.
Okay. Oh, hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Is the lighting okay? Should I be brighter?
What was that?
Should I have more light?
No, you look fine. I like the background. I like the painting.
Thanks.
So welcome to Jade Ketapreta. Part 2 on the Stevie Weeby.
Part 3
on the Stevie Weeby Zoom series edition. Toast to the you booking the soup. This is to the soup.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, this is to the soup. I'm very proud of you.
What is that?
This is Waterloo sparkling water.
Yummy.
Blueberry. What are you drinking?
This is a Prosecco from Trader Joe's.
Okay, so shout out to Trader Joe's and the Proseccos. I wanted to first talk about Cheryl.
You want me to get her?
You can get her if you want.
How's your puppy? I forget your puppy's name.
Cheryl. Hi. Okay, so before before I start going into it, you didn't have Cheryl back when I had Kirby.
No.
Okay, I want to hear Cheryl's story.
Well, Cheryl used to belong to Benji Aflalo, our friend who's a comic.
Okay, shout out to Benji.
Benji. And then when I lived with him, Cheryl and I fell in love. We started going on walks every day and it helped me because I was very depressed at the time. And then we started snuggling and we started snuggling naked. And I was like, it's over. She's my dog now.
That's how fast it was?
She fell in love with me. And then Benji would be like, come to bed. And she'd be like, and she would come to bed with me. And he was like, you're taking Cheryl, aren't you? And I was like, yep. She's my dog now.
What breed of dog is Cheryl?
Chihuahua Mini Pinscher.
She's so cute.
She loves you. She misses you.
How is Cheryl with other dogs?
She has a little bit of leash aggression, but she really likes certain types of dogs. You know that she got a little sassy with your dog.
With Kirby?
She has a thing for white furry dogs. She has a thing. She's out to get them. She's like, not in my neighborhood.
How old is Cheryl?
7 or 6. 6 or 7. They don't know.
How did you potty train her?
She already came potty trained. She has a doggy door. Look how cool this is. I have a balcony.
Oh, and wow.
Right there.
Damn, like, your place is dope.
Thanks. My coffee table's off to the side because I've been doing a lot of Zumba.
Let's talk about that place. How long have you lived there? That is dope.
That's my drawer. Let me close this.
Yeah.
I've been here for 2 years.
Okay. Where were you living before that place?
With Nick at our house.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Now, are you guys cool?
Yeah, we're cool.
Okay, I want to talk about, because you're killing it right now. I was driving down Sunset Boulevard with my girlfriend, and I looked to my right, and you're on this skyscraper of a building, the soup ad, and with just you on it. Can we talk about that process of how that came to be?
It was very exciting because I think it was my birthday, and they all called me. And they were like, Jade, we got you something really special. And I was like, oh, you guys didn't have to get me anything. They're like, we got you a billboard on Sunset. And I was like, oh my God, give it to me. And then it was so fun, like getting to pick what I was going to wear. I picked very high waisted crotch pants. So my vagina looks very large on Sunset. And it's such a moment for me because it's also by the Comedy Store. And it's by Joe's Pizza, where I used to go and get like really cheap pizza because it's all I could afford for food. So it's a really like nice circle of life moment.
I mean, that's huge.
I mean, you're on a billboard. You used to eat Joe's Pizza. How has your lifestyle changed since the soup?
Nothing at all. I still eat Joe's Pizza. No, it's been cool. I mean, it sucks because, you know, of course, everything that's happening, like, I felt like I just got into rhythm and then it's like, now we're paused. But it was like very validating and it was very sweet. And it was supposed to be taken down in March, but because of the quarantine, it's still up. So that's
so cool. I want to know about the auditioning process for the soup.
Ooh, okay. You know how it is. No, I actually got really lucky because I did a pilot with Nick Cannon earlier.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. And yeah. Company Incredible is really cool. And they really helped me. They wanted to like really highlight me in this pilot. And it was basically my audition tape for the soup. Like it was very similar. And then I got a test for the soup. And I remember seeing the logo behind me for the first time. And I was such a fan of the show growing up. I was like, and I started just crying after the audition. One of the executives hugged me. I was like, it's just so exciting. It just feels so real. She was like, it does feel real. And then I found out in June, and then I wasn't allowed to tell anybody until October. Uh-huh. So I never left the house. I was so scared that people would find out and I would get in trouble. But it was exciting. The announcement was at the People's Choice Awards. Everybody was there. It was like just such a cool moment.
That's so cool.
Have you been in your little apartment by yourself?
No, I have my intern Ren doing audio. We have the Zoom.
Ren?
What was that?
Ren?
Ren, yeah, my intern Ren. I'm kind of nervous because you're my first Zoom interview, and I would rather interview people in person, but I'm kind of getting with the times.
But this is good for you to have this as a choice because people are still freaked out. Like I haven't really done anything.
What are your thoughts? How has the quarantine affected you and like your lifestyle?
It's been weird to slow down so intensely because, as you know, I'm like Bobby. It's very hard for me to say no to anything. Mm-hmm. I was getting so much momentum from the soup, so I was kind of nonstop. I wasn't eating very well. I wasn't sleeping very well. I was very stressed out. And this has given me a chance to kind of slow down. Like I've been working out a lot and eating well. And it's been like a nice kind of, I don't know. Nobody could have gotten me to do this. If they were just like, don't do shows for like 2 weeks, I'd be like, no way. Like, don't do shows for 2 months. I'd be like, so cute, you know?
Right. By the way,
I have to stop you because you're so cute at asking all these questions via Zoom. Zoom. I love it. You're like, okay, I have a question.
How has it affected your stand-up? How are stand-up comedians getting by with this quarantine?
We are not. I mean, look, there's people doing Zoom stand-up shows and not for me, dude. Like if you're gonna ask me to do a Zoom comedy show, I can already tell you the answer is absolutely not.
What is a Zoom comedy show? What's that like? Describe that.
I haven't done one because I refuse to, but it's basically what we're doing, but with stand-up and people watching. And I've understood finally from this break that so much of what I like to do about stand-up is like connect with people and be with people in a room and like make fun of people. And like, and so I don't really get off on just like writing jokes.
Right. They're performing in their apartments and their houses. And then what about the live audience aspect of stand-up?
People come on and watch. Like I actually like Instagram Live because that's pretty exciting seeing everybody come on and then you're like, whoa, you know, like interacting, people are asking questions and there is something so like personal about what's going on and like being able to like, you're in my house, you know, that's very personal and I like that aspect of it. But I also feel like there's this desperation of like needing to continue in the speed that we were going, which doesn't exist anymore. And I think people like, it might be nice for people to use this as a time to like sort of reflect and
right.
Like you can still create content, but I think it just, it's a falsity to like try to do a Zoom. It's so cheesy. I don't want to do it.
I just did
Controlled Chaos with Josh Wolf, his show like an hour ago.
Oh, you did? And what's that show like?
It's really fun. Cause it's like this, but it's a panel show. And so we're all on Zoom and then he has games that you play. So he'll like play the game. What
kind of games?
like improv choice game. So he'll go like, okay, if you could watch one reality show, what would it be? And then they have four choices and they're all like funny and you have to give a funny answer. And then Josh picks who the winner is.
Oh, wow. That's so
cool. That's a fun way to pick your nose.
What, like this?
No, like with this, like, or you go like this. Like you're doing
I get boogers and dry skin a lot. I get boogers and dry skin a lot on the inside of my nose. And it's like flaky skin on the inside of my nose. And I used to have a problem down there with the same problem.
Oh no, dry skin.
Yeah, dry skin. So now I have to moisturize a lot.
I get it.
My ex-girlfriend, Amy, one of the reasons why she broke up with me is because my scrotum would flake skin in her sheets. And so when we were having a fight, it was our final fight, and she's like, you see what I have to deal with? And she went like this. These are her bed sheets. And then it was just like a whole like snow flakes. Like it was like in slow motion. You could see all of my skin, my nut skin going up. Like the sun was coming through the window. Everything.
You're driving. So, oh, what is this?
Yeah. So I learned that because she used to try to warn me and say, babe, you should take hotter showers and moisturize and stuff. Like in hindsight, now I know she was trying to get me to practice better hygiene.
Right. I get it. I have kind of sensey skin. Like on my butt, I have this one mark on my crack actually that I have kind of sensey skin that I get like dry skin there. And my
flake though? Does it flake?
If I let it get there, but I'd never let it get there because I always put like creams on it. Like I have a lot of different creams for a lot of different parts.
Yeah, I use, coconut oil is good. So that's good if you put coconut oil on it. I'm sorry for bringing that up. I feel like
the visual of this, like I'll never forget that.
You'll never forget that.
But guys don't know that kind of stuff as much. You know, they just like, nobody really teaches them like.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do females like figure that out? Like, do you guys like, is that what you talk in text about?
Yeah, we do talk about like hygiene stuff a lot. Also, you always had like a mom or an aunt or like a sibling that was always like, hey, you gotta put some coconut oil on your sack. And you're like, got it.
Yeah. So did you ever, I mean, as far as your past boyfriends, did they ever suffer something that I described?
No, I never had,
Thanks for doing this. You're really making my night.
I know, this is so funny. No, I've never had dry, there's always stuff we do.
Yeah. So I noticed a guy at the very beginning, who's the lucky guy at the very beginning?
There's no guy.
Huh?
What guy?
Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
I was just like, I just saw something real quick. I'm like, oh, cool. Oh, yeah. We don't talk about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a ghost. So that, okay. Now I'm putting it together. Okay, so, okay. Because you're like, okay, this is a friend. It's a friend. So what are your, what's in the future as far as like, how is this going to affect like the stand-up community? How long do you think this quarantine is going to last?
You know, it's a bummer because everything's on pause, obviously. Like, we're trying to still flatten the curve. And, like, things are slowly opening. Did you read about the mayor opening stuff up on Friday?
No.
Yeah, so there's going to be, like, non-essential businesses that are going to be opening on Friday. They're going to be, like, haircut places, like, florists, some restaurants. And it's just about seeing how people are going to react to that and if they're going to be like, we went to the beach the other day to see the bioluminescence. We can help ourselves.
Oh wow, was it
beautiful? Was so trippy. Yeah, it was so cool. But like, there were groups of people that were too large to be at the beach, you know, so that's kind of a, it's like people take advantage of just a little bit. But I don't know, I feel like stand-up is going to take a while to kind of get back into rhythm, because I think people are going to be like, I don't want to I don't want to touch my mouth to a mic already.
You miss the Comedy Store?
So much. Like, I was just doing that show with Josh, and I just miss, like, the camaraderie of seeing them every, like, because as much as we, like, maybe don't hang out on the weekends or anything, we see each other every night almost, you know? So these are, like, kind of our family and friends, and we don't all necessarily, like, talk on the phone or text or whatever, but, like, I miss just, like, laughing and being with my funny friends, and I'm kind of getting antsy. Like, I want to know what's going on. I need to start to be a little bit more creative, I think.
Are you reading, like, conspiracy theories behind it, like, about 5G and, like...
Yeah, I listened to this 5G thing, and I freaked out, actually, and then it was, like, it was so stupid, but I fell for it. I was, like, this makes sense!
Like, let's talk about, like, what's scary about it to you?
It made me scared because it just, well, when they explained how it was, like, our bodies fighting off a virus, I was, like, that doesn't make any sense, but there's a lot of things that did, like, all the countries that had it, and, like, and then the whole thing, like, Bill Gates knowing about it, and, like, the whole new type of currency that's supposed to control the universe.
Right, right. And then they're saying that this universal vaccine is going to, like, if we get it, it's going to have, like, nanite technology.
It'll, like, trace us.
To pump out the 60 gigahertz frequency to stop, and it could stop us from breathing. Like, from, like,
that can't be true, Steve.
I'm just telling you what's out there. It's scary stuff. It's like a sci-fi movie or something.
How many movies do you think are going to come out right after this that are going to be, like, quarantine storylines of, like, people being trapped together and, like, figuring out love and, like...
Well, Contagion. I noticed Contagion was out on, like, Netflix, like, when it started, like, popping off.
Oh yeah, everybody's, like, watching Contagion, dude.
Yeah. So that's a good topic. Since you're at home, what kinds of things have you been watching?
We just watched all through, like, we're basically finished with Hollywood on Netflix. It just came out. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
I'm gonna write that down. What's it called?
Hollywood on Netflix. And then also our other favorite thing is called What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen that movie?
No, you're the second person to tell me about that.
It has everything you like. It's like The Office, but with vampires.
What's
like,
it called?
What We Do in the Shadows. I'll send you the link for it right now, okay, honey?
Yeah.
And also the movie, the show version of it is so funny. It's so good. It's about these vampires that live in modern day in Staten Island.
Oh, that's so awesome.
But it's done like The Office, so they're like always breaking, like there's a documentary crew.
Yeah.
And then we also got into some old Disney movies that are really funny. Like, we watched Brink.
Oh, I've never seen
like
that one.
School skaters versus these like sponsored skaters. And it's like a kid's movie from the 90s, but we were so into it.
So is this all on Netflix?
I'm sending you the link to What We Do in the Shadows, and then Brink is on Disney Plus. Oh, and the Michael Jordan documentary is really good.
You know, my girl saw that with her family and she really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's not all the way done. I think there's more coming out.
Yeah.
But I just sent you the link. Oh, I'm obsessed. It's the guy from Flight of the Conchords that does What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, that's so cool. So is it horror or is it comedy?
Comedy. 100.
It's
look.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
It's so funny. I'm so jealous of it. I wish I wrote it.
Let's talk about writing. Have you, since we're quarantined, have you been writing more? Jade.
I've never fucked off, Steve. I've never been able to just, like...
You got the mind for it. What's the excuse?
I have ideas. I have things that I've been working on. We actually were filming the soup from my house for a while, like little soup segments for a while. And then I don't know. I've been really, like, my full... What I do most of the day is work out. I'm in the best shape I've ever been.
A typical day of Jade Catapretta during quarantine.
Right. Oh, it's hard to get up because I'm kind of lazy in the morning. I walk Cheryl, take Cheryl on a little walk, and then I do a 10 a.m. Zumba class on Zoom.
Okay.
It's me and a bunch of like 50-year-olds doing Zoom.
Okay.
I've been going to the same Zoom guy for like 8 years, so it's very exciting. Hector, like just this gay, like, he's so happy. He's like, you know?
And then I'm in your apartment.
Yeah, like that's why it's all empty right here because I just do Zumba.
Oh, that's your workout area.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I have a chain with a bunch of girls that do, like, are hardcore workout girls, and it's called Lockdown Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And does I do like an hour to 2 hours of like circuit training.
Yeah.
And then I'll finally eat around one. I like really take my time making my meal.
Let's talk about your meal. What have you been eating? What have you been preparing?
I've been cheating this week because I have a friend visiting, but I usually do no cheese or sugar during the week, and I only eat from 1 to 9.
No cheese, no
sugar. Fasting.
How are you doing that?
Now that I've been cheating, it's going to be hard getting back into it, but it got easy. I was like, this is fine. You know, I eat a lot of nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
Substitutes.
That's so cool. And then, so what time do you usually get to bed?
Early. I've been sleeping really, I've been actually just like the healthiest I've ever been. What about you? What are you doing?
What's your day? What time I wake up?
What time?
Sometimes 8 p.m.
Stop. Are you all over the place, just like sleeping whenever? Like,
it's getting to me, I think, this quarantine.
You got to have more of a schedule, because I think that like it starts to get lucid and you don't know what's what. And you're like, like.
Sometimes I don't sleep till like 10 a.m., 11 a.m.
Puppy, we got to get you got to have something that you do every day.
I'm frustrated because I want to see my girlfriend.
Well, why can't you see her?
Because her family's not allowing me to, because they're on family quarantine in Walnut.
So if she sees you, then she can't see them for like 2 weeks. Is that it?
She lives with them though.
That's very frustrating.
So I FaceTime her every night.
Yeah, that's how I was doing it.
And they dropped me off supplies, like they dropped off masks and gloves and like a big bag of rice. But I couldn't see
that's
her
so
like
racist.
Over. So I couldn't hug her or anything.
Oh my God. So when's the last time you saw her?
She came like last week, but she was with her father.
Oh my God. This is like Romeo and Juliet, but not.
I know. I think it's weighing on me now because I'm frustrated that I can't like the intimacy is missing, like the touching.
Right. But okay. How about this though? If you did see her, then she could just stay with you for 2 weeks. And if you guys didn't have any symptoms, she would be safe to go back and see her family. Could you live with her in one room?
Because they're scared of Hollywood. I think they're like sketched out with Hollywood. Because even my grocery store, you know, the Rock and Roll Ralph's?
A bunch of people sit there.
Like there was a breakout there. And yeah. I used to frequent that place all the time.
Oh man, I heard about Rock and Roll Ralph's. That used to be my grocery store too.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's open 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I heard about that. I heard that there was something like 40 people that got sick that work there or something crazy like that.
Yeah. So now I have to go to the one on La Brea.
Babe, why don't you just do Instacart?
What is that?
They deliver groceries to you.
Oh God, really?
Ren, can you look that up for him?
Oh, Ren, can you look that up for me, please? Thank you.
Yeah, Instacart. I never really go to the grocery store. I get almost everything delivered to my door and then I clean it up and put it in my fridge.
If that's what you do, and then they just drop it off right at your door?
Literally right at your door. And you can do Postmates for that too, Instacart, Instant Delivery. There's like a bunch of different, Amazon does it for 365.
You know what? I forgot that I could get food delivered to me.
Yeah, don't go to those grocery stores in Hollywood anymore. You got to start with that. And then load up.
You can't go unless you have a mask and gloves and stuff. You can't even go to 7-Eleven.
Even if you do that, you're still risking it, you know? My doctor said the gloves don't do anything.
Huh?
My doctor was like, the gloves are useless. Like,
then why is everyone wearing them?
Just because it's an extra safety, you know? I mean,
right.
It doesn't hurt, but I know that it doesn't fully protect you.
Yeah. Have you talked to Bobby and Kalila in a while?
I haven't. I like reached out to George and I was like, let me do the podcast. I'm bored.
Yeah. They're doing this format. They're doing Zoom.
Oh, I know. But have you seen Bob at all? Why don't you go and stay with them?
I'm not allowed to. So I can't even see my brother.
That's a bummer.
Everyone's freaked out right now.
Everyone is freaked out right now.
I want to end it. I mean, we're not going to end now, but we're like, because I wanted to make this like a shorter podcast, like 45 minutes.
Okay.
So we have like about like 10, 20 minutes left. I want you to talk about your top five stories with my brother, whether it's opening for him in the green room, just like your history with my brother, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, you know, that last time that we went on the road, the very last time we went on the road together, I was filming my documentary.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I filmed a documentary that I never sold or haven't sold yet about me going back to Brazil for the first time after like 19 years.
Yeah. And
we filmed all this stuff with Bob that I had never seen. And I just saw the footage for the first time, like 2 weeks ago.
It was
really touching, actually. It was really beautiful. I'll send it to you. It was just like, he revealed a lot about your guys' dad. I'm sorry about your dad, by the way. I don't know if I can talk to you. But he like talked to all this stuff about your dad and how he like didn't really have any confidence, like in the way he spoke to people and like how much stand-up helped him and like how he saw something. It was just really emotional. He was like, I saw something in her. And it was just so like cool to see because, you know, Bob can be a little bit hard on the outside, but also the last time I did his podcast, he told me all this great stuff and how he's been, you know, very mindful and all this stuff. And he got really sweet. And then I was like, oh, you're so sweet. And he was like, fuck you. I was like, fuck you too. And I was like, okay, you're back. But yeah, I have a lot of weird little stories, but I feel like I've told you.
I think there's like more stories that I don't know. Like what really? About like you, all the times you've opened for him and all the places you guys have been and all
It's so crazy thinking about all the different places that we've been. I always remember going to Schaumburg because it was such a weird town.
What is Schaumburg?
Illinois. It's like right outside of Chicago. And It's a huge venue. Nobody sells it out like Bub Bobby. Like it's very hard to sell out. It's like 700 something people, but the guy Tony loves him there and I love going there with him. And like, it was funny because they put our rooms next to each other and you know, Bob has a weird sleeping schedule like you guys are like weird zombies.
Yeah.
And I was like drying my hair once listening to music and I didn't know our rooms were next to each other. And it was like 12:30 or 1:00. And I was like blow drying my hair, like singing. And he was like, shut up, please stop. He was like, I'll give you money if you stop. And I was like, Bob, where are you coming from? And it was one of those like connecting, you know, rooms. So I kept him up. I was like, come to the mall with me. And he was like, no. And I was like, come to the mall with me. I'm always
trying to get him. What I just realized is you're like a sister to him.
Oh my God, stop. You're going to make me emotional. You're so cute.
But you know what I'm saying? The way like your relationship has been with my brother, he's like always looked out for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the last time we hung out was actually very sweet. It was like him congratulating me and talking about the soup and making such a big deal. It was really
cool. He was so proud of you. Like the way he talks about you now is like, and the way, let me just tell you something. In the past, the way he talked about you is, wait, you just wait, Steve. She's going to blow the fuck up. Just wait. Like out of anybody, he would be like, had faith in you. And look, it happened. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if it happened yet. I feel like I just got my foot in the door.
With the soup? You
know? Yeah, like I feel like I was just starting to get going. Of course, like I still have the full hope that it'll go back and then we'll come back. But it is hard to like having built up for that moment for my entire career and then finally getting it. And then this kind of happens and it's a little discouraging, but it's also like building me up to like, I'm really ready, like mentally now and physically. And like, I'm in a better space. And so I can't wait to get started again. Like I'm like hungry for it, you know?
How do you memorize all that dialogue? Cause I was watching
some clips. I have a teleprompter.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, I didn't know that because you were like, boom, boom. But it didn't look like you were staring at the.
Yeah, I'm good. The teleprompter's like on the camera and you get really good at like not looking like you're reading.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts of all the years of struggling to finally book something like this? Like, I mean, what did your parents, what was their reaction?
It's just been so exciting. Like, I think, excuse me, the champagne. I think it's I think it was cool to see all the people that I've worked with saying really nice stuff. That was like the coolest part. People like that you've worked with, like from, you know, people that you've done a commercial with like 8 years ago, people that you've done pilots with, people that you've done stand up with, like how sweet everybody was. Like everybody was very supportive.
And right.
It was cool. And I would be talking shit about TV shows anyway. So the fact that I'm getting paid for it, I'm like, what? You know?
Yeah. What about your folks?
They're psyched.
What was their reaction?
Well, I told my dad and he was, I told my dad back in June or something. And he was like, ah. But you know, the craziest part was.
They showed the troop in Brazil.
That's
what you're going to say, right?
Yeah, my family.
Let's talk about that, because not only are they showing it in Brazil, you started doing stand-up in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see all the Brazilian, the week that I came out, we were already in quarantine, but it was cool to see all the Brazilian people being like, ah, blah, blah, you know, like, I'm like, ah, and then hearing the titles in my name in Portuguese, when they were like, já de cata preta, I was I cried. The Brazilian commercial is really funny. I'll send it to you for you to play.
How does that work? Is there subtitles or there's subtitles?
Yeah.
So that means your fan base is growing in Brazil as we speak.
Yeah, we're in Brazil, South America, Africa, France, Germany, and Canada.
I mean,
that's... 5 episodes, Steve. Only 5 episodes now.
No, there's going to be more.
I hope so.
This is just the start, I feel like, too, with you.
You're
just getting your feet wet with this, right?
My feet are so wet.
Because I remember back then, you were grinding. Audition. You got close. Audition. Got closer. Audition. And the thing about you is that what I admire and I respect is you're always persistent and you never gave up.
Thanks, Maine.
You know, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, do you have any words of advice to someone? I mean, once this is over, someone who wants to pursue like the same trajectory as you. Like
if you want to do comedy, I would say figure out if you're good at anything else and then do that. and then don't do comedy.
Right. What about what's your advice as far as...
No, I'm kidding.
What's your advice as far as staying focused and auditioning and getting better at that?
Well, you know, I always say this is a cheesy way that I say it. It's like acting and pursuing this industry is like planting seeds. You know, like it's like planting and harvesting a field of flowers. Like flowers aren't going to grow right away. You kind of have to tend to the garden for a long time, and every once in a while, like a flower will pop up and it'll be like, and it'll remind you of the work that you're doing and how you're like really ultimately trying to get a full garden together. And that takes time. And sometimes it takes a few more years than others, but you have to keep tending the garden. You can never walk away from it. You can never give up on it. Even if you have a year where no flowers grow, because you know, so I think that's the way I think about it. Like always tend to your little flower garden, and eventually like enough people will quit that you'll make it.
Now, does that have to do with joke writing too, and writing as well?
I don't think I'm actually a very good joke writer. I think I'm a lot better in the moment and I'm more reactively funny than scriptedly funny. I don't know if that makes sense, but I have a hard time kind of deciding what I want to do. Structure is really hard for me. I like being in the moment. That's what kind of makes me horny about stand up. So
yeah. What's the main thing you miss about doing stand up? Is it just the interaction or the community? Like what are you missing?
The energy. I miss seeing my comic friends and like laughing and being around my comic friends. I miss traveling. Like I love traveling to different cities. Like I love the whole thing. I just miss like the interaction, like that feeling, that energy that you get, like that adrenaline that you get. But I have to admit, I don't miss the everyday pressure that I was feeling.
What do you mean by that?
Like I had acid reflux really bad. We've talked about this, like really, really bad acid reflux. And I don't have it anymore. Like I changed my eating habits a lot, but I think it was the stress.
Now, are you more stressed now or back then?
Back then.
But you're not stressed at all right now, right?
No, nothing. I'm if I miss my Zumba class, that's kind of stressful, but that's as stressful as it gets. And I mean, it's stressful because of the overwhelming, what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. But besides that, I don't really have daily pressures. I like the quality of life that I finally have for myself.
Right. Oh, how long do you think this shit's gonna last? Because it's kind of getting to me a lot now. I'm getting more pissed off.
I'm getting pissed off this week too. I feel you.
I'm irritable right now.
Me too. I've had a couple
What was that?
I had a nice week. Like I had some distractions, but like I think after tomorrow it'll be really, really tough for me. But it is, it's about building things every day that you want to do. Like before you go to bed, set a time to go to bed and maybe go this whole week, I'm going to bed at the same time every week, because it only takes your body 3 to 4 days to kind of neutralize to the new thing and get used to it.
I can't even sleep normally. I need sleep aids.
I know. So melatonin?
What was that?
Are you taking melatonin?
No, I'm taking just,
Your place looks so cute, though. The stickers look so good. What's that?
It's allergy pills, but it has the diphen.
That's why you're not going to bed, honey. That's up. That's an uppie.
This is the same ingredient that's in my sleeping aids, though.
But I thought that I feel like allergy meds wake me up. I think that that stuff that you put in your nose, what's that called? Flonase?
Yeah.
It's like crack.
Right.
I was like washing my shower with a toothbrush when I took it.
You, really?
Yeah. I was like cracked out. I was like cracked out and shit. I was like scrubbing my floor and stuff. Like.
Yeah. You know when? Because Bob and Kalila brought me and my mom to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Recently. And I was sleeping at like 10 p.m., getting up at 8 a.m. naturally. Like I was getting up with
the sun. Because you're getting sun, you're wasting energy, you're in the water all day. Like you got to do stuff that exhausts you. You got to like get tired. Like you got to go on a long walk with the dog.
That's what's missing is I'm not doing physical activity. I'm just stuck in my cave.
But you can just put a mask on and walk with the dog around the neighborhood and not touch anybody.
Do you think I should get a bike or something?
Yes, get like a cheap bike. That would be the best.
And just ride, just go down.
Dude, get one of your fans out there to send you a dope bike.
Okay, so let's put that energy out right now. Go ahead. Can you make this public service announcement?
Yes.
For the Skeevy Weeby fans out there watching. Go ahead. I want you to do a commercial. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey guys, do you feel like you want to do a good deed? Do you feel like you want to help one of your favorite people? One of those people that always makes you smile? Well, you can right now. Oh, not right now. It's kind of late. But if you feel like you want to, you have an extra bike or you have a connection to somebody that might get a really cheap bike, let us know, because that would make Steve's life so much easier, so much better. So you can send it over. And guess what? Whoever does send the bike will get a guest appearance on the Stevie Weeby Show. And I might even come by and say hello and thank you and give you a kiss on the cheek after this whole thing's over. So, you know, change terms. So
with that being said, send your bicycle, BMX, mountain bike, whatever, to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. That was beautiful.
Beautiful. I feel like that's going to be a good thing for you.
We're almost done. That was easy, right?
You got to walk. You know what? If you take Santa Monica on Doheny, you can take that whole walk. It's free. There's not a lot of people there.
Can I tell you a scary story? When I walked to 7-Eleven at night on a side street.
What happened?
There's these people squatting. There's this really big black guy standing there just looking at me. And he goes, I ought to beat your ass. And I didn't have any kind of protection. And I was so scared because his homie was
sitting
on the corner. And then I shouldn't have looked, but I kind of looked in there and you could tell they kind of like they're squatting. It was like an abandoned house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I got a knife now, but just, you know, cause it's scary.
There's a lot. The homeless issue in LA is very sad right now too, because it's like tripled since the quarantine. It feels like there's just tents everywhere.
And people are desperate.
They got nothing to lose. That's what makes it scary. They don't give a fuck if they get arrested or if they like something happens.
Or they break in.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah. So yeah, just, you know, now I try not to go out at night and stuff.
Okay. How about this? Every day during the day, you have to go on an hour long walk.
you know what? I'm going to start doing that, or I'm going to start skateboarding again. I miss it.
During the day. Oh, yeah, dude. That's perfect.
No, but it's like all the parks are closed. I don't know. It's kind of.
I know, but you got to go explore a little. I know that, like, you can do it safely and not bother anybody. Like, there are, like, that I go to. Like, I go to Echo Park Lake, like, probably every other day. And I like it there. Open enough. And, like, there's stuff in Hollywood that you can walk to. Like, you can even go say, I'm going to walk to the Comedy Store and back. But it has to be during the day.
That's a good walk. That's a good distance. You
know, go say hi to my billboard.
Oh, yeah. I could just
go say hi. High five my crotch. Go back home. But, like, just say every day this week I'm going to do that.
Every day. You know, I wish there was stuff that guys could do on Zoom where it's, like, physical. Like, you know.
There are.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
there's a kickboxing class that I do that's really good. And I'm just like this in my living room.
And there's dudes on there?
Yeah, there's a dude that teaches it, and then it's mostly dudes in the class. It's really hard circuit training.
How do you find this stuff?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Angel City Boxing is the place that I do it.
Okay. So I wanted to end it with this. I wanted to if there's anything you're looking forward to after this quarantine, I want you to, like, talk about those things. As well as maybe let's plug the soup and where fans could watch and support the soup.
Definitely.
As well as any kind of stuff online that you have, or your website or stuff like that.
Yeah, I we have 5 episodes that are out. If you haven't seen it, please do catch up. You can watch it on the soup or NBC.com or on my Instagram. And check out my Instagram. I took a week off of socials, but I'm back on starting.
Why did you do that?
I needed a little break. I just kind of wanted to be in my own little universe.
Right.
And I was, like, a little anxious, but then I've come back and it's like nobody's done anything different. It's all the same shit.
Yeah. Can we talk about what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Jade Cataprata, my full name.
Can you spell that out to my viewers? A lot of my viewers might be high right now.
J-A-D-E, Jade, like Mortal Kombat, and then Cata Preta, C-A-T-T-A, -P-R-E-T-A.
What about your website? Any merch that you're selling right now?
Oh, I wish. I actually was just making merch because I had a tour that I was going about to go on.
Yes, you did.
I did like two dates out of my 20 dates, and then we went into quarantine. But I do have some merch coming up in June that's going to be coming out. It's really dope. I really like it.
Where could they go to get this fabulous merch?
JadeCataprata.com. JadeCataprata.com.
So it's all Jade Cataprata. Look at
my name.
Google it. Did you want to give any shout outs right now? Or
a shout out to you. And I'm going to be checking in on you, making sure you're going on walks. Hi to your girlfriend, who's such a sweetie.
I love my girl.
Did I tell you that I ran into her at her job? I ran into her at her job.
I know. She told me. She was hyped to see you.
So excited to see her. And just a shout out to everybody who's at home and, you know, all the people who are out there still working. And I'm sorry to everyone who's lost someone. And
yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. And I hope that we get out of this shit soon, dude.
If my brother were here right now, 3 things you would say to him.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's sweet. 5.
Yeah, that's 5. Okay, so just stay with me when I do these announcements just so I can make my video longer.
Should I be topless for this?
No, you don't have to, because I don't want to be able to air this. I don't want to get demonetized. Okay, so you can do what you want. I'm not going to look. Thanks to my patrons on Patreon. The newest ones are Keith T, Dr. Daystrom, Richard Pritchard, and Cynic. My Patreon is at patreon.com/StevieWeeby. If you want to help support this show, become a patron. I have a website, StevieWeebyShow.com. Go there to get merch or a shirt. I also have my latest music project, Ode to My Pops, is at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. There's a music video out on my YouTube channel, Goodbye Balloon. And now, I love you, Jade. Thanks.
I love you.
I'm so proud of you. I love you.
I love you. I'm
seriously rooting for you. Now, it's time for Little Ray's World.
Welcome.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls. Welcome to Little Ray's World. Yeehaw! What the hell is this, Beep? Looks like a goddamn butt plug, man. Hey, can you speak, man?
Oh, God.
So, hold up. Let me see if I understood what you just said, man. You're a white guy named Doug. You got into prison, and you got matched up with the woods because you're a white guy. And what happened that first day in jail, man? So correct me if I'm wrong. The first day, your cellie said, stick this butt plug in your butt because you're going to be the guy that's going to stick drugs in your ass? And then so you never had anything put up your butt and you bled to death on the prison floor there and you died, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
So now, smells kind of pooey. Now you became a butt plug. Me and Beep won't mess with you, but please keep your distance, son, because it smells kind of like poo around here. Me and Beep wrote a song about you, Doug, and it goes like this, man. This one's about Doug, the butt plug, folks. Listen carefully. I'm not trying to judge this butt plug. Where's the love? Doug had gone to jail, betrayed through a grudge. And his cellie made him put a plug straight up his butt. You're gonna put these drugs inside your anus, you young buck. You have no other choice, man, you're down with the woods. Doug had shed a tear, yep, straight where he stood, thinking about his neighborhood and his boyhood gone. Doug had bled to death out his booty hole at dawn. Blood had stained the prison floors, the rain poured down. Poor Doug is a plug, the plane that he will trudge. It smells like poo, fudge, a smell that Beep ain't fond of. Can he chill and eat and be with us? None of the above. Doug needs a hug, but you better wear some gloves. Poor Doug the butt plug, poor Doug the butt plug. It smells like poo. Join us in about 2 weeks or so for another episode of Lil Ray's World, man. Make sure you go to www.stevieweebyshow.com and pick yourself up a little shirt or something. Let's get her done.